That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Chad Carter, Dan Lippert, and Vic Michaelis.
Yeah! Welcome! To Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me, Chad, Dan, Vic. There we go. Kicked in right at the right place. Brett, what do you think? Keep it going, though. Turn it down just a little bit.
Yeah, this rules. 405, is this about the freeway?
I assume it is. It's done by on SST Records out of LA. It's got to be about the 405.
They did Suicidal Tendencies, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Stop guessing. No, I was reading about we can gradually lower this. Let's fade it out because it's so good. I almost want to be like SportsCenter really and have good. It just going underneath the entire show. Do you guys find that bizarre when they're just cranking this weird, I mean, sometimes it's real songs, but sometimes it's just like those metal tracks you buy. Like, why do we need that?
Right.
Specifically on SportsCenter, they do that?
I don't know. During highlights, where you just why do you need to be cranking like lame metal music while we watch the sports is good enough. The sports has got me jazzed up.
I don't know. It doesn't hurt it for me.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Yeah. I kind of like some real dumb metal over sports.
You'd prefer just the squeaking of shoes. I want it pure,
the
pure
most
and
silent moments in the game.
Grunts.
And let's cut to the moment in between the two free throws. But yes, guys, I do like a little bit of music to start a show to get me jazzed. So maybe I'm being a hypocrite. But I was reading about all these SST bands and looking them up, Brett. And when I listened to them, I was like, I don't like this much, but I bet Brett would.
Was that one of them?
I kind of like this band, but I think you would like them
so
more.
That's so funny.
Wait, what was this one
it's
called?
It's so hard not to That's painted see that Willy. As a backhand, but I know it's not.
It's not.
Painted
did
Willy.
You like it, Brett? Because this was just for you. So did you appreciate it?
I did like it. Did everyone else hate it?
No, I bet they liked it. But I bet if you dropped another Painted Willy, let's do an experiment. Pick another Painted Willy track and drop us in the middle of a song. And let's see if these guys would like just casually listen to it as they wrote, did their writing.
Right.
That's how I judge
that
music.
That feels slanted. Okay.
Ooh, I like this too. Ooh, I actually like this.
Are you all writing?
Welcome to Improv for Humans. Welcome
Double
to my
intro.
Script. I got so many ideas. Oh man, I'm cranking out my ideas. So we cut to this guy. He can only write to early 80s heavy hardcore to the consternation of his roommates. Keep it going. Yeah. It's fucking. Hey, what the fuck?
Man.
Who turned down my music?
Hey, sorry. It's just it's 8 a.m. I was up till like 3.
I'm writing, dude. I got to get to work writing.
Yeah, how's the spec script going?
I was right in the middle of an awesome beginning. Page one is always the most important, and I had like all these ideas like fucking cranking out of my fucking head. Oh, there we go. I got to get them back. Because I forget them when the music goes off.
Sorry, it's just usually people write to like something that you could be a little like thoughtful with. Like, you know, I like to cook to jazz and stuff like that, where you can kind of flow. This is like aggressive and it's fucking loud, man.
Do you mind turning it off? Just turn it off because I can't write with you blabbing. Okay, so you're saying that jazz inspires your cooking?
Yeah, there's just a free flow. There's not a lot of like lyrics and stuff like that. You just kind of like feeling it. Like this, I don't know if you know this, but while you write, you also kick the ground pretty hard. Like it's just like an aggressive, loud experience for the rest of us.
That's called keeping the beat where I come from. But the way I look at it, I'm aggressively conquering the script. So if I don't have music, I don't know how I can defeat my script.
It's a three-camera rom-com, right? Like, it's like a CBS just kind of like silly rom-com. And this is the music that inspires you to drive the script.
And network, too. Nothing edgy.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. I'm about to head out. Matt, I did read your script. I told you I would.
Oh, thanks. And did you read it to the music I suggested?
I did. I read it with and without the music. It made more sense with the music, but I don't even know who the characters are. Like, just this first page. Exterior, suburban house. Fuck yeah, the sun's in the fucking sky. It's a fucking ideal fucking suburban setup.
Yeah.
I don't think you need all the expletives. Like, I would just cut it down to like the important ones.
And then, I don't think. See, that's what I find. I have a tone problem with most people's script. I'm always like first page. I'm like, what's the tone? What's the tone of this fucking thing going to be? And then I say fuck, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's the tone.
Yeah, but I feel like your tones are fighting. Like, The Graduation is a great idea for a pilot episode. The family's going through some changes.
Thanks. But, like, I wanted to keep it light.
They're all taking photos and everyone's like, I fucking love you, Dad. I fucking love you, daughter. I fucking love you, Mom. Like, it just doesn't read like real dialogue to me.
Those are all parentheticals.
Well, they're in dialogue.
I make it like that can be the subtext or the actual text. I let that be the choice because I know this is network. It's supposed to be an 8 o'clock show. So probably won't be able to get the fuckings past script.
Why don't you just go into punk music? Why? You're like, the punk aesthetic just doesn't
that's a great
work
point.
For TV. Like, it, at least not what you're trying to make, you know?
Or try to write to different music. Like, maybe you're just too hardcore to be a sitcom writer.
What kind of music do you guys write to?
I listen to 8-bit Zelda's theme songs because it has a sense of urgency driving you forward, but it's still very chill.
See, that's it. Urgency driving me forward. That's what I need.
All right, folks. Well, we got we're bringing in a new writer halfway through the season. You know, we had a couple people, Shannon and Alan sold a movie, so they're off working on that. And so we're excited to just bring Matt in on this script. And right now we're working. You got the emails, Matt, but this is the episode where it's the double date. And they realize they have crushes on the other persons.
Well, and if I can go ahead and jump in on that, because I know when we had talked about it initially, we were thinking that we were going to do sort of like a at dinner thing. I thought it'd be more interesting if they were bowling, something a little more active. You know what I mean?
Love it. Love it. And we've already got sets for that. So, yeah.
I hate to put on my production hat, but bowling is a nightmare for sound.
And that's fair enough. I mean, maybe we can
speaking of sound, and I know I'm the new guy, so I don't know where the sound is. Do you guys go with your own earbuds, or are we going to crank it on a stereo, or are we doing instruments? Because I've done that too.
Like,
I got my guitar.
Right now, as we discuss it?
Yeah, what do you guys, this seems kind of low energy in here.
Oh, sorry. I thought maybe the guitar was just like your little, like your version of a Wes Anderson little thing you carry around with you. I didn't know you
actually. I'm so sorry. I don't want to be like this. If you could put on a shirt, man, maybe like any kind of shirt would be great.
Would you just say that I was okay? I will put on a shirt because it is a little cold in here.
Yeah, and maybe some shoes,
but only because of that.
Yeah.
Is that blood dripping from your elbow?
Well, it's coming from my wrist and dripping down my arm and dripping off my elbow.
That's a lot of blood, dude.
Okay.
I hate to put on my doctor hat, but I think you should go to the hospital.
Roger, you haven't pitched a joke or a storyline in 2 years, okay? Yeah. You put on every hat but a writer's hat.
Well, okay, let me put on my defending myself hat here for a second, and I have titled 3 episodes this season. The pun machine is, the pun hat's working. I think I'm doing a good job, Mike.
We cut to this guy at dinner with his family. He hasn't said anything all dinner. His family's starting to notice. Hey, Dad. I'd like to put on the worried hat. You haven't spoken all dinner.
I appreciate you putting on the worried hat, but believe me, today, like every day, Dad's wearing his everything's okay and you don't have to worry your little head about it hat.
It seems like that hat's a little half cocked on your head and falling off, Dad. And that's me and my worried hat fully on speaking.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to put on my this is bullshit hat.
Oh.
Sorry, right. This is...
Speak your mind. And
I'm sorry that I have to do this, and it doesn't fit very well, but I'm going to try it anyway. I'm going to put on my, hey, maybe we talk about something else and someone else every once in a while hat. How about that?
You're right. We should communicate better all around. We should all be wearing more hats every day. It's just, I am losing my mind. I'm writing on a show about Gen Z dating, and I am 54 years old. I don't know what cat means, and no one will tell me what cat means.
What cat means?
Cap, C-A-P. It's
C-A-P?
Used. Yeah.
It's an awful word to enter the lexicon for a man who is so hat obsessed, and it's not really.
I know, it was very confusing to me.
Dad, I'm sorry. It's almost 5, so I got to take off my worried hat and put on my baseball cap because it's time for baseball practice, and I can't wear that worried hat.
Yeah, I get it.
And I've got to put on my driver's hat so I can take our son to baseball.
Yeah, I know I'm quibbling here, but I hate it when metaphorical hats are mixed with real hats. Like, you can't take off an imaginary hat and then put on a real baseball hat. That's not how the hat thing works.
So, are you
going
to scream
at
me for putting on my chef's hat? Because I'm going to culinary school, Dad.
Well, you don't have a chef's hat right now, so it works metaphorically. I'm leaving for school. I'm going to put on my chef's hat. But you can't be like, put on a chef's hat and say, I put on my chef's hat.
Okay, Dad, I just want to please you. And this is me putting on my, I want to please my dad hat with my baseball hat on. And it hurts. Oh, it hurts having a metaphorical hat on my real hat.
I have the same hat. I have the same hat that I love everybody so much, but I'm afraid I'm disappointing them all the time, hat.
Look, I that's it. Okay. I'm putting on my fed up hat. We've tried this for 16 years now, the marriage, the hat thing. And I think I'm just going to put on my staying at my sister's shoes and my listening to what my parents said 10 years ago outfit, okay?
The entire outfit?
Metaphorically.
Oh. Wow, you really stepped in it now, hat dad.
What the f***? Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fuck is going on.
There is so much to talk about this week. Where should we start? I want to address something that happened this weekend. We had a great weekend at the Ice House, Brett. That was a lot of fun.
Super
Hopefully
fun.
Hopefully we'll be back there in the fall. But something came up that I thought about a lot in that one. And I was making fun of Deadheads. And when Lisa Gilroy asked me why I hated them, I didn't come up with a great reason. And my pretty much only reason was they have that big goofy smile on their face. And then I think it was John said, do you not smile at the things you liked? So I've really thought about that in the last few days of like, when do I have a big goofy smile? When do I believe that kind of smile is warranted? Why is it bad to have a big goofy smile? I've been asking myself all these questions the last 3 days. So I'm just going to start out being honest. I want to hear what your guys' perspective is on that. But outside of my daughter, which can cause all sorts of various smiles, let's just put that to the side, okay?
Sure.
I got to assume I got some big goofy smiles going with her. But... we're just talking about pure entertainment was what I was thinking. Like, what makes you have a big old goofy smile versus just a smile? So, and I think a big old goofy smile is, it's usually the people at the front of the stage. And I've been at the front of the stage. Have I had the big goofy smile versus the smile? So Brett, what am I doing? What are you doing at a rock concert when it's just the fucking song you love? It's the song you came to the show for. I know I'm rocking my head. I know I'm dancing.
Yeah.
Do I look like this?
No, I
feel
like. I
don't think I do.
With a lot of the music. Like we're listening to and going to, we probably look even angrier somehow when we're more into it. It's like that.
But like on this show, there's a lot of Americana. Like, yeah. I'm at a Caitlin Butts concert. She's not like aggressive.
Yeah.
So.
It's like a more aggressive head nodding, but probably not a smile.
So then what about a Razorback game? I only go to one live game a year. I have so much fun. I fucking sit down in my seats. Oh, I got great seats. I look around. Everybody's wearing Razorback stuff. Okay. Ooh, maybe it's starting to get goofy. Maybe it is. I'm pretty happy. Look at everybody. We all love the Razorbacks. I'm looking around. It might start to get goofy. I'm just being honest.
The 7-second clip I saw of you on TV at a Razorbacks game this year was not that energy. It was the exact opposite of that.
It was anger at a referee. I just pointed to the beginning of the game.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm trying to be honest. Like, when do I think I have it? Now let's go to why I'm angered by it sometimes. I guess it's those people in the parking lot. It could be a Fish concert. It could be any concert, but I think they're more in the Fish Grateful Dead realm of when I was
Parrot heads?
Excuse me?
Parrot heads? I feel like they get like that too.
Yes, but the difference may be in that parking lot, there's going to be more people drinking versus getting high and on psychedelics.
Yeah, yeah.
And drunks are the worst.
you hadn't mentioned the big goofy grin drugs yet. I was like, this is the crux of the issue right here. The big goofy grin drugs.
Right. So I was about to say, if I had a scenario, it's the person coming up to me and going, hey, man, you want a goo ball? And I know I've talked about goo balls on this show before, but it's those, it's like honey and granola and THC. It's like basically a hash granola honey fucking gross mix. And when you have some dirty hippie with dirty hands handing you a gooey thing going with a big old fucking smile on his face, it bugs the shit out of me somehow. And I don't know why, because I love the music. I just want to go.
Well, it's just
why
like
are you temporary. So, why are you smiling so big about that goddamn goo ball?
It's just temporary living in a commune you did not sign up to. It's like, do you want to buy a handmade shirt? Can I pay you $1 to lick your forehead? Hey, man, that's a fair deal. Let him lick your forehead, you know?
Don't want to be sticky.
It's something about the positivity, though, Vic. It's not the stickiness. It's a false positivity.
Well, yeah, it's like.
But is it false?
It's like a moochy positivity. Mm. It's like everyone's got an angle, but it's all hidden under positivity.
Is it false? Because they are very happy. And why should I? And there are on psychedelics, which make you even happier if you go the right way. So why am I so angry at that?
I don't know. I think
you're imagining
right.
them as a house guest.
with my experience with like hippie fish heads and stuff who all go to those concerts, they will have some like toxic relationships and stuff like behind the scenes. It's like all the goofy smiles are at the concerts, but they'll be kind of like dysfunctional, you know, like dickheads to each other.
I'm not sure, smiles, but then you're there. It's goofy smiles.
It's like all the work is to get there, and then you're there, and that's like, you know, Christmas. That's like, I don't think that it's fake once you're there. I totally believe it's super toxic behind the scenes, but I do think that there is probably something to like working towards it and being there that is at least a little bit genuine.
My only thing is the dancing when they're twirling around and they get right up to you and they don't seem to even see you.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
That's like the mosh pit of the dead.
Yeah.
The people seeing trails with their arms, but you just got to stay away from that. But Vic, so do you have a good, do you understand what I'm saying between?
Oh, yeah.
Parsing between smile and goofy smile.
Yes. There's literally only one thing on this planet that can make me goofy smile. That's somebody earnestly trying to do something and failing completely.
Really? That sounds evil and not of your personality.
I don't know what it is. It's bad. It's really bad. But it's like somebody just like earnestly deciding that they want to do something and trying their absolute best and completely failing is, I think, the only thing that can make me just like cackle. It's the thing I find funniest in the entire world because there's something so deeply human about it too, and like I can think of those moments in my life, and so I don't know what it is. I can't help it.
Give us a moment.
The one that comes to mind that's like one of my absolute favorites is one of my pals, Allie Beardsley. They were on this show for Dropout called Total Forgiveness, which is a great show. You should absolutely go watch it. But it's they have this moment where they're challenged to sing the national anthem earnestly, and just watching them do it, and they are not a singer. It really made me lose my mind. It is like one of my favorite filmed moments of all time.
Because they just broke out in sour notes.
Yeah, but like trying like deeply earnestly and like watching, I think part of like the challenge was to do it like very earnestly. Like I don't know what it is. There's something about that. There was somebody like
We cut to Dodgers Field. It's right before the game, kind of in the whatever they call it, the backstage area. Hey, I've talked to all the nurses that are here. And they're all for going out on the field, but they didn't get the message that they're supposed to, when I'm supposed to sing. They're saying none of them want to sing.
Okay, none of them want to do the national anthem.
They just thought they were going to get a front. They thought they're going to get a frontline appreciation wave from the audience. they didn't know they were supposed to sing.
Okay. Well, Matt, you're a performer, right?
No. I'm not.
No, Matt, you perform,
right? This is for the nurses. I'm not doing this.
No, I know, but how cute would that be? The nurses all go behind you and then you do your little song. You're on stage all the time, right? You kept saying you do that thing where you go on stage.
I don't even know your national anthem.
Well, that's fine.
I'm going to fuck it up.
I'll put it on the cards. You're going to be so good.
This is for the nurses. This is for the nurses.
And what better way to appreciate the nurses? No, you're not going to look bad. It's going to be so, it's a double A baseball game. It's two A's, only two of them. You're going to go out there and you're going to be so good. I have so much faith in you.
Okay. Give me the lyrics.
Do you need the lyrics?
You say the lyrics in my ear.
I'll whisper the lyrics to you. Absolutely. Do you have an earbud?
Well, you have to explain this to the nurses first.
That's
They're
fine.
Here
I will work it
honored.
Out with the nurses.
Hi. Sorry. I'm one of the nurses. I just came over. Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry about what happened.
Yeah,
here's the situation. None of us are really singers. None of us want to sing, except for Sarah, who is also not a singer, but really, really thinks she will nail it. So under no circumstances, allow Sarah to do this.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Maybe we were supposed to pick one of you guys to sing, though. This was the thing. So this is exactly what we need.
No, you don't understand. Sarah has been barred from 4 karaoke bars in Culver City.
I understand. Why don't you
believe quickly
in Sarah?
We quickly cut to those moments. the first one. We told you before, and I don't want to make this physical violence, but you bum out everybody, and you always pick like a 5 to 10 minute song.
Oh, come on.
Dashboard light tonight.
We can skip the baseball metaphor in the song where they're sliding
Sarah,
into home.
You okay, make the first people two bases. So sad. You cannot sing.
Oh, okay, let me just do Touch Me by the Doors, and I will just mouth along to the keyboard solo.
Okay, listen, you just even talking about this, people are getting bummed and starting to leave. You have to go, okay?
I'll kill the bartender.
The next bar.
I'll kill you.
No. That's why we got this cage, because you threatened us last week. I'm not opening it, and you're not doing American Pie.
Okay.
Hit the road.
Let's just go. We'll do private room somewhere, and I'll put in headphones.
You already headphones? No, if we do private room, you hear me, and you already know how I sing. The whole point of karaoke is to show everybody how good I am.
Private room. This private roomed place.
Nope, you are not allowed back here. Get out. Absolutely not.
Hey, I actually don't.
The leather wilted on all of the chairs last time you were in here. We didn't know it was possible, but the leather curled in on itself.
Sarah, you're singing so bad it damages upholstery. Maybe you should get a new hobby.
I can't even think of one. I was trying to think of one other hobby in the world, and I can't
think of one other hobby.
I just work here.
We cut to the cloud above her head as she's trying to think of a hobby. And first, like a stick appears in her imagination, and then it goes away.
No.
Then two sticks.
The sticks crossed. You can't think of why that would be a hobby. They go away.
Then it's half a stick, but then it's that kind of like the magic trick where you press the button and then the rest of the stick appears. So it actually is just one stick still.
Damn. No.
And then they wake her up, or they shake her awake, and she's back, or she's now on the LA Dodgers field. The double A game's about to start, and she sees that she hears that they're trying to keep her out of singing it. And the first pitch is going on. Kim Kardashian's about to throw out the first pitch, and she decides, Sarah just rushes the field, decides she's going to take the. What is she doing?
Out of the way, Kim.
Let's watch what happens.
She's bum rushing the show.
Hey, Kim, maybe you'd get back together with Kanye if you had all that power. The clock's tripping. I just count the hours.
Holy shit. What is
we
she
see
doing?
People in the stands stand up and taking their hats off.
21st
staring
century
at the flag confusedly.
The system's broke, man. Something, we rolling. Something, it's Kelly Rowlands.
In the third row, we see somebody sitting there. Who is it? Who is it? Joe Biden? He pulls out a notepad and starts taking notes.
Whoa, what's Joe Biden doing with that small stick? Is that a hobby?
We cut to a park. Someone's walking their dog, and they pick up a stick, and they're about to throw it for their dog. Comes by.
Hey.
Excuse me. I was about to throw this.
No. I think you and I are like in the same exact zone. I'm like half there on something.
Let go of my arm.
I'm sorry. My name's Sarah.
Okay.
I'm the one that ruined the HMS Bounty in Koreatown. I don't know if you read that story. I made that pirate place like all the wood got termites after I sang there.
All right, why don't you leave me alone, okay? I'm just getting my dog. You don't throw the stick.
Okay, fine. I'm going to call the patent office before you patent this stick thing you're doing.
What? The patent office?
Yes. We figured out the stick thing. We could have been partners in it, but instead, right. I've got to go, Zuckerberg, and you are the Winklevoss twins. You're fucked, dude. You're fucked.
We cut to the patent office. You know what? I apologize. I was very rude to you when you came in, but I've done the search, and there is no patent on throwing a stick.
Okay.
No one's.
That's incredible. And it takes a very big man to admit when he's wrong.
And we cut to a dog run about 2 weeks later. Just people are throwing sticks.
Excuse me. You're going to have to roll that thing unless you're going to pay me for this.
What?
You're going to have to roll that thing.
Oh, my God. I heard about you on the news. What a fucking asshole. You should just let it be free now you bought the rights to it.
Unai, that's how this world works, okay? Everything has to be commodified by somebody. That's my new hobby, taking things that people like and making money off of them.
Let's talk some more about that.
You think you know the lyrics to a Kanye song until you start.
No, you did such a good job.
You did a great job, Dan.
Thanks, everybody. That's what
not
I wanted.
Just being a positive deadhead saying that.
That's what I was going to ask, Besser, because this came up recently with my guy, Ryan Rosenberg. The idea of people who over compliment others and how it kind of makes us feel like a little like, hey, we're not that excited about this outfit, right? Like, it's a little bit of like a guy thing, I think, sometimes, where it's like, oh my gosh, you look incredible in those shoes. Oh, go off, whatever. And we're like, really? This is the excitement you have for those shoes? Like, it just doesn't feel even. And then I don't believe anything people say. You know what I mean?
Well, was it just with fashion or with like if someone says it about food, for instance, like, oh, dude, these fucking ribs are so good.
I've never had anyone be that way around me. So
really?
No, yeah. I feel
every Thanksgiving people turn into that. Oh, dude, I love stuff at it. I can't wait to get it, some cranberry sauce. I'm like, really? Yeah. Is it that good? Yeah. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, but aren't you a little bit envious of that guy? Because it's like, I don't know. Maybe I try to be too accurate, but I'll be like, yeah, that was probably one of the top 150 meals of my life. It's very metered and no joy. Like, why not be like, this is the best. I would marry this steak.
Yeah. What do you lose by joining in? Like, what is the harm in like playing into that? Is it just like a lack of sincerity that it feels like, or is it like, I guess that's my point with the deadheads thing too, is I'm just like, how does it hurt? Like for people that are like happy about stuff like that.
It doesn't. And like my Razorback example, when people are that way with that, I don't judge it at all and I dive right into it. So I guess it's when it's something I'm not interested in.
Well, it wouldn't work in a medical context, I don't think.
What do you mean?
Like you don't want a hype doctor.
Sure.
I do think there's like a, there might be like a generational thing with this that I've like run into, and your conversation with Lisa about this like reminded me of it, of just like the idea and kind of what Vic's saying, the idea of like, don't yuck my yum or whatever, like it feels like a, it's more enlightened and it is better. And there's, you kind of can't argue against it, but I feel like maybe some of us like grew up in an age where you were just supposed to like pick your, the things you didn't like and the things you liked. And it didn't always like make a lot of sense, but it was always like, yeah, fuck
I'm all for it,
yeah,
but let's really parse this because I'm all for whatever floats your boat. And like I totally see the dudes with their hot rods on Sunday and I'm zero interested in it, but I love that they love it. I guess it comes to the phoniness is when I think someone's kind of trying to sell me on their happiness in a way. Like, and maybe that's what I get off the Deadheads and really, like Chad said, it's really just the LSD I'm reacting to. But it's making them unnaturally happy. And you, I don't like to be around people when I'm on LSD. Like I want it because maybe because of that, because I don't want to be a big phony to the world, you know. And maybe back to generational observation. We has Holden Caulfield and Catching the Right was very formative to, is it not anymore? But like that word phony and being a phony. And
yeah, it feels like that doesn't play anymore.
Yeah.
And even the idea of like something being like bad or like art or music or whatever. And you're like, that song sucks. That's like bad. Like the other side of it is just like, who cares? It's all subjective. Like why I like it. So why are you being mean to me? You know, then you're going like, oh, there's no real good.
Let's be a coffee shop where I was just saying that to Dan, my friend, and Brett just said exactly what he said. Hey man, I didn't know you heard it. I'm just not in to that kind of music. Okay. And I don't know why they're playing it at a coffee shop.
Yeah, man, it's my buddy and I were just kind of talking about our own musical experiences here. If you like it, good for you, you know. And I think Matt's opinions were a little strong and loud and aggressive in a coffee shop, but those are his opinions.
But I don't understand. Like, I just like the music. A lot of people here probably like it. Like, what's even music is just sounds. Like, what is there to even like or dislike?
Okay, if this has become a debate in a coffee shop, I like George Michaels when he became just George Michaels.
Hi,
and
I'm so sorry.
I like Careless Whisper as well. Right. Okay,
go ahead. Just George Michael?
I'm so sorry. Sorry. Hi. Asshole. For sure. I'm so sorry. Do you guys want to maybe sit next to each other? You're screaming at each other from opposite ends of the coffee shop. And maybe I'm on a Zoom meeting, so if you guys maybe want to sit next to each other.
How many people are in that meeting? Can you ask them if they know if it's George Michaels or George Michael?
It's a one-on-one. It's a job interview, actually. So if you guys want to go ahead and maybe sit a little bit closer to each other as opposed to sort of shouting.
And they do scoot closer, but they'd scoot at the same time closer to her as they do that in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, so I think my strengths are probably...
All right.
Sorry.
George Michael. I get that and know that. I'm not a big fan of his either.
I would say I'm too big
either,
of a people
of
person.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Sorry. If you like Michaels, I'm not going to be mean to you. Like, if you want to say George Michaels.
I don't want to say it. I just misspoke when I said it. The main point is I like him as a solo artist, but Wham! UK, I do not like beyond Careless Whisper. And that's what
I'm
you heard.
I'm just looking for any kind of compensation, I think, is my, at this point.
Miss Campbell, I'm a little confused by yours, like the whole Zoom thing you have going on. Do you have a backup band?
Sorry?
Like Careless Whisper would be.
Do I have a backup band? Oh.
Do you have a backup band in regular
George
life?
Michael to sing
I'm sorry,
by
the
himself.
Internet cut out at my house, so I'm so sorry, sir. I'm doing a job interview
Can
right
I
now,
just
and
say
really
I
well.
Love it?
Like post Wham UK, if that's what you're
I
about
love
to say.
That you have a backup band.
Like
it's like
Wham
a Wes
UK
Anderson
is,
thing.
Which is what I said.
But why be so mean to people who like it?
Jerry, I would love to give you a week trial out as a junior creative exec.
Yes.
Bring the band.
George Michael.
Bring the band.
All right, I'll bring the band.
We cut to the bathroom at the same coffee shop.
Oh, God, all they have in here is one ply. Fucking hate one ply. Jesus. Stuff.
Knock knock.
Dude, are you talking to yourself or are you talking to other people in this bathroom?
Both can be true. Both can be true. An observation to oneself can be an observation to others.
I just heard a lot of beef coming out of the stall, and I didn't know if you were...
It's all
if
the
you're
same.
Looking for backup from me or whether you're just grumbling to yourself.
Well, I mean, if you'd like
if you
to back me up, yeah.
One plies, then it becomes two ply, and then you can just put
we
another
cut to the line that's outside that bathroom. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. They make those two plies where one works as the outside ply of the two plies. Like if you reverse the two plies...
No. Are you saying two-ply is directional? What? Are you saying two-ply is directional? It's not
magic. Yeah, so,
it's just ply.
It's just thicker.
So, yeah, right in this corner is probably where the Wi-Fi is the best if you wanted to. Yeah, I'm sorry it was cutting out in the middle there.
No, I really appreciate that. Yeah. I got to call my mom back. She wanted to know how my job interview went.
Let's...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some more about that.
Yes, you can't give your hard opinion. I gave my hard opinion on a film in line at Disney, and this guy just walking by us was like, really? I think that could be a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, it is weird, like, right. how not liking, like, art has become, like, like, it's all subjective, but, like, I used to feel, hear so many hard opinions, like, walking around in daily life, and now even I do it. I just feel like everyone just like, well, it's not for me. Well, it wasn't made for me, but I respect the, you know, it doesn't align with my interests, but I respect the effort. It's like, is it really so bad just be like, that was dog shit.
Yeah. To me, that's like a little bit part of the fun. But yeah, you don't want to make, I don't know. There's obviously a line, but.
But especially in LA, it makes me so nervous saying anything negative about anything because I feel like it's happened like four or five times where somebody's like, yeah, I wrote it. Like, or like, you know, something being like, yeah. No, I was in that. You know, like, it's just like, I feel like it's such a landmine.
Does it hurt y'all's feelings if somebody disagrees? Like, if you really liked something and somebody says it sucked, does it make you like? Because I feel a little bit like if I'm trying to say like I really liked something, I'm trying to like I'm ultimately trying to share myself a little bit, trying to be like this is like this spoke to me, it meant something to me, I really liked it. So if somebody's like, oh fuck it was stupid, it kind of makes me feel like
but that's a weird conversational, like if someone was like, this affected me, or like here's what I loved about this, my next thing would be it's dog shit.
I think Chad's pitching the scenario where the person judging starts this conversation.
Yeah
So you'd be like, that was dog shit, and someone else is like, you're not allowed to dislike.
I think if you're the person who's saying it's dog shit, you're reading the room and hoping people are agreeing with you.
Yeah. But hold on, Brett. Do I have the right if everyone's saying in a room, I'm trying to think what that would be. Let's think of it where it's just even subjectively. 9 out of 10 critics would agree that is fucking dog shit.
Yeah, the person who likes it wins though, because you're always just going to be, it's like,
what if it was more nuanced? Like you're at an ice cream store and you just loudly yell Kung Fu Panda is not for adults.
Then why does it have adult themes? Whole point is it's for everybody. It's the inner child and the adult.
It's
a really bad example, Chad.
Yeah. Blue's Clues is not for adults.
I think so. There's something in me that makes me feel absolutely untethered to the world if I think something is really terrible and people enjoy it.
Yes, I agree with that.
Me too. Where it's
you're like, what am I missing?
Yeah, it's like we are like, and it'll usually happen to me when I think something is bad in a way that is like stupid or like. It's pretty hack to talk about now, but like Deadpool, I remember feeling that way. I was in the theater being like, what is this? And people were howling. They were having a blast. And I was like,
so many of those movies.
Yeah.
Describing me exactly.
I had the exact same experience, but I saw it in an empty theater. And so I remember going to a group of people afterwards and being like, did you guys see Deadpool? And then being like, yes. Loved it. And then having that moment of being like, oh, I got to recalibrate and think of nice things to say about this movie because I am not going to be the one.
You really loved telling people to suck bags of dicks. That was interesting.
He wore a
suit. Yeah. But I kind of like, I miss getting those fights. Like in college, I love getting in this fight. Like, if you love comic books, I respect it. It's great. It's a cultural institution. But my take was comic books are smart things for dumb people. And books are better. Comic books just are like, this is a smart thing if you're dumb.
That's exactly what I say about short form and long form. And I truly believe it. Everyone on this podcast knows it. And I'm not trying to be mean. And people think I'm trying to be like, and take it as me being an asshole or even judgmental. But I truly.
But you just talked the constrained cleverness of short form. Like you're in such a small box.
I feel it's for real for
and it's really
someone
clever.
Who's not people as do good at improv clever, or who's scared about doing the next step. It's training wheels. I truly believe that. And I truly believe it's detrimental to the part of your brain that does long form. And people who like, you can do them both. I'm like, I don't think so. I think that's like, they're antithetical. And I truly believe that. And I know other people hear that and just like, you're a snob. It yucks my yum.
But if people are good at it, I can have a great time watching short form. But yeah, but like 90% of everything is crap. But like if you watch good people do, yeah, I don't know. I have no problem.
Not me. The very best does not entertain me at all. I see, here I am being the asshole. I can't help it.
I get it.
It's totally
there's the room. There's the topic. If I was in a room of strangers in an airport and I heard them going, well, short form, I might have to just stand up on a chair.
I genuinely am thinking about this because I love short form improv, but I do genuinely think it's its own thing. Like, I think if you think about it as something that is like feeding into or is in any way related to long form, then I think it's tough. But I think if you think about it as its own, well, you know what? Maybe this is like an hour long conversation to get into, but like, I really do think it is its own thing.
You can go trout fishing in a river, or you can go to one of those places that has like a little. It's big as a kiddie pool, and they have like ponds. All these catfish in it, and you just throw the line in. You can catch a fish. You can reel it in and say, I caught a fish.
But wouldn't it be
that
like
catfish was all there for you in the rules of the short form game?
Yeah, but isn't that again its own thing? Like then you're like driving to the kiddie pool, and that's like its own experience versus like going on a fishing trip.
Well, I think it's your punk aesthetic again. It's like street skating versus competition skating. You know,
I don't know
you have
about
1 minute to do four tricks.
I think I know where Chad's coming from. Where you can like it, but as long as you like reserve space to
yeah,
say
it's its own
long
thing.
Form is more advanced. You know what I mean? It's like when people, I talk about fast food or something. It's like, I love fast food, but some people put it on this like pedestal as if it's literally as good as like the best pizza in Naples or something. You know what I mean? And then you're like, well, stand up, come on.
Right? Because in the same way that like the highs, I feel like the highs are way higher in long form, but the lows are also lower because you're making it all up. No,
no,
disagree.
Sorry. I'm going to take your metaphor. And with your metaphor, the stand up person is going up on stage with a Mad Lib book, and that's their stand up act.
That would be funny.
Is that
but not ironical. They think it's actually funny.
Is there
I do like short form is the only like performance art where you like look up rhymes and words that start with X just to like be ready.
Is there any part of you, Bester, that feels like tell me if I'm projecting this, that like you came from a time when long form like wasn't in the lexicon?
Okay.
When you were, and so like the two were the same, it's true. You know, and you would be like, I do improv, and they'd be like, oh, like whose line? And you'd be like, stop comparing these. And to me now, long form is like, the people who do long form are the ones who write on TV. They're the ones who like get cast and stuff.
They're getting specials.
Yeah. And people still go see short form shows for like $45 somewhere. But long form is kind of like the known thing. And so to me, I don't really mind the comparison anymore because it's just like, yeah, I don't feel that my thing is being diminished because other people are saying this thing is good.
If you were in a band that did original music and someone said to you like, oh yeah, my favorite band is this Led Zeppelin cover band, what would go through your head, do you think? They went, my favorite like, band is a Led Zeppelin cover band. Their favorite band's a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Well, you could read it generously. Maybe it's at their favorite bar and all their friends are there and it's like a thing and it's summer every year and it's like such a highlight of their life.
Or even that, I go, whoa, this person.
I would also genuinely assume that person doesn't know that much about music and is trying to connect with me over music, right? So it's like, I don't know, when people say stuff like that about short form, it's like, you don't know a lot about improv and are trying to connect with me over improv. So I appreciate that.
Yes.
I put him in the band, though, not just talking about bands. I from the person in the band, if I was like, this person's going to go spend their money watching a Led Zeppelin cover band in the same town where I'm maybe that's the analogy. I'm sorry, I can't go see your band tonight. I'm going to go see my favorite band, a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Vic, what do you do in that situation to like, because my brain would immediately go to, all right, how do I sound respectful, but also like try to give them a tip to listen to the real Led Zeppelin or.
Oh, no way. Not even a chance. I immediately go into
fully
like
validate it.
Because I also love people talking about things that they love and are passionate about. So I want to know every single thing about this Led Zeppelin cover band is my go-to at this point. I want to know what they're wearing. I want to know where they're performing. What is our favorite music? What differentiates it from the actual Led Zeppelin? Like, what are these shows like? What are the bars like? Like, I want to know everything about why this is the favorite band.
I think a thing
that's
that,
just better than my instinct. That's just superior.
a moment I had, Bester, like we had a meeting semi-recently just talking about like improv and stuff like that. And I think I left that kind of having an appreciation for how for having principles. Like you're a very principled person and you have like a and your principles are meaningful to you and you like define things by them. Because I kind of feel like I have my own personal principles, but if something doesn't line up with it, I'll drop mine pretty easily. And I think it can make me feel like sometimes in outer space a little bit because I want to people please and I want to make sure everyone's comfortable and happy. So I do appreciate like the idea of being strongly principled, which I do think is what, to go back to what we kind of started this with, like gets lost a little bit with the feeling of having to like really protect and make everyone feel safe with their opinions or like pull back and stuff.
Yeah.
Is you lose like
interesting
something that's important, which is having strong sensibilities and principles, which I think is like politically an issue in our country now too.
And we also play into I think what Chad was saying too of like even if like you like a comedy movie, you almost want to defend it for the sake of there being more comedy movies like that. You can't let other people be in the space of the Steve Martin's the jerk. Like, I can't have someone tell me some average. I have to fight that.
The jerk is not what you consider to be a good comedy movie. I'm saying it's the best.
Okay, in my mind. Okay. So someone else is like, whatever, name some jerk. Recent comedy movie and like, this is as good as The Jerk. I might have to argue. it might bum them out, but I feel like I have to do that for the integrity of The Jerk.
But it's also so tough because, like, I mean, like, and I feel like we're also in a day and age where people don't want to have conversations with any kind of conflict, but I also just like find that fun where it's like, I don't know, art is so subjective in any form. And like, I genuinely do think it's fun being like, yeah, if you think Deadpool is as good as The Jerk, fight for it. Tell me why. I want to know why. Like, you know, like that's interesting and that's funny. And like, that is what is like part of experiencing art in any form, I think. Like, I don't know, that is a big part of it. And I feel like maybe that's something that we're missing now is like people don't want to have any kind of conflict about anything, even if it's just a conversation.
I'd like to, I'll make my toast quick here. I just want to say congratulations to Julie and Mark.
What an incredible
wedding. I mean, this is by far the best, most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. Sorry, did someone run a blender over there? Anyway, you know, it's just incredibly joyful, and your story is so moving and touching, and the way you ended up together, it just really, I'm never going to see anything like this again. You okay, Uncle Ron?
Did you say you will never see anything like this again?
Yeah. I'm just so moved, and I've had a couple of drinks, so maybe I'm a little loosey-goosey, but I really am just, it's just incredible. It's incredible stuff.
Yeah.
Did you want the mic there, Ron? Or are you?
Please don't give him the mic, please.
Well, they said before the wedding, I wasn't on the lineup, as they say. Let me see this thing. How's this thing
you
work?
You know what? Yeah. Here you go, Ron. Actually, I'd love to hear what Ron has to say, because I'm uncomfortable with all this extreme positivity. Like, we love each other, but we're just a couple amongst couples. David. We're people amongst people. We're not superlative.
We talked about this in therapy yesterday.
Okay, but I want to hear what Ron has to say about the wedding.
Okay.
Thanks, all honey. Right.
I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes to you, because we said yes to each other 10 minutes ago. Okay, Ron, take it away.
Yes to you a million times, yes, but let's be consistent within the world.
Yeah, there's my man. There's the guy who graduated from college, because he makes sense. When we say the best ever, the most beautiful ever, just using the word ever. Just using the word ever, everybody. Maybe you shouldn't use it. Maybe you should never, ever use it in the positive sense. Because, first off, leave some room. Leave some room for other people's existences and the possibility there's a fucking church a mile down the road that has a more beautiful wedding than this because they have better ventilation. It's not as hot.
It is stuffy.
And I bet they have all-you-can-eat shrimp. You guys ran out of shrimp.
I'd like to just
now. You're quibbling. I get the overall point, but this is nitpicky now.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's your wedding.
Can I just say, I asked for one nice day. I said, if we can please just put it aside for one day.
Nice day, not best day ever.
No, yeah, okay. Exactly. I can do nice day. I can't deliver best day ever.
Hey, guess what? It's just sort of, it's just words. We're just sort of saying things, and that's fine.
Why can't we use the words? Why can't we use the words that accurately reflect what is truth?
Yeah, and they're actually called vowels. Vowels.
Vowels?
Vowels. V-O-W, baby. Vows.
We did those 10 minutes ago. These are speeches, okay? You're giving a speech right now.
But there's a right in the back of vows.
A speech right
they're all
now.
Downstream of the vows.
If we're going
to
get
you
if,
are the most you, important thing to them. Me, but you're not the most important thing in the world.
What?
Both those things are true.
Yeah, okay. Again, there's things that we can say. We don't have to say them right now, okay? We don't have to say those things out loud. I could say
that's
that
true.
You smell bad kind of all the time. And I tried buying you deodorant and you said no. And so then I just sort of pivoted and said your natural musk is nice. I don't have to say that out loud, okay?
Should have put that in the vows.
Hey, I just want to say big ups to the wedding planner who is really getting this mic from face to face here. You're doing a great job. This has been an incredible wedding planning. I'll put on my mediating hat here a little bit and just say, however you interpret it, this love is a beautiful love here. It's a godly love, even though they had to go to an emergency couples therapy session the day before their wedding.
What the fuck is going on?
Humans, I do want to talk about something or maybe two things relatively topical, which I thought were, or at least one of them was, they're both funny in their own ways, but Miranda Lambert, she stopped a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There were, speaking of big goofy smiles up front, there were people in, I think Vegas was the show, maybe not, but it was a high ticket, high tickets were the people up front, like, you know, probably almost $500. But that doesn't really matter. But they're up front and they take selfies. And can we get that, Brett? Can we hear it?
Yeah.
And this is riding the backs, metaphor I just used in the scene, of Harry Styles having something thrown at him. Who else has had something thrown at him recently?
Pink got handed a wheel of cheese.
That's right. Someone else had something thrown at him too. I can't remember, but it's like there's too much interaction with the audience lately.
Yeah, I saw a super clip of like water bottles and snacks getting thrown in. A couple people like snatch it out of the air. It's pretty impressive.
Uh-oh, you see, you're encouraging it.
My talk of the table is country superstar Miranda Lambert. She stopped a weekend concert in mid-song to call out fans who were
We should do a talk of a talk of the table segment.
Yeah.
Or we just steal their segment.
I'm going to stop right here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry.
Oh, in the middle of a song.
Selfie and not listening to the song, it's pissing me off a little bit.
Come on, that's just Gen X pandering. Yeah. We're not here to take selfies. We're real people who like real music.
But guess what? Those were Gen Xers taking the selfie.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were.
I just need to know more about this situation.
It was more of a photo shoot. It wasn't just a selfie.
Oh, did they have like a ring light up or something?
It was like someone like posing against the banister and people like taking pictures, like professional Instagram pictures of her.
Oh, I see. Oh, my other question is,
like more of a
is it a seated venue?
Front and center.
Yeah.
Like, is it a venue where you've got like assigned seats? Like, is it like, or is it sort of like a little bit of a pit? Okay, yeah, that makes a huge difference too. So they're like standing up as everybody else is like in their little.
Yeah, so they got the most expensive seats in their mind. And I think they said that one woman said the next day. She said, I paid blah, blah amount of money. I deserve to get what I want.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Oh, I hope I didn't put words in her mouth.
No, I'm just showing you the picture.
Oh, my God. Yes,
yeah,
that is so rude.
All standing, facing the wrong way.
That is so rude.
That's obnoxious.
And very well lit.
Yeah, clearly a flash or a...
Yeah.
Oh my God, sit
That's
down.
That's a great photo.
That is so. Oh, and also the stage for the listeners, the stage is pretty small. It's like up to your knees.
It's small and close. Yeah.
Like I pictured one of those big Vegas stages, but it's not.
And those are also now a couple of photos. So I'm imagining that she's probably having this happen yes. to her on a regular basis. Like people are seeing yeah. these photos and then seeking these photos out.
But it's so weird because it's intimate seated theater and people are standing up, facing the wrong way, lighting themselves.
It's just so weird.
Like, it would never occur to me. It's like, okay, we're all in a crowd. We are a crowd right now. We're doing crowd stuff.
Okay, let's Not cut. Me. Let's be those. Let's be those people. Like, and it's an intimate ballad about to start. Okay, the show's almost over. So this is when we should get. Let's get our shots right now. Okay. Let's just do this as a team, and we can do it quickly.
Okay. And this song is about my dog, Spark. I'm sorry, I'm not going to cry. She was light. Sort of the light of my
you
life.
You have to put the light.
And I
put
love
the light
her.
On me.
So, okay, I'm so sorry.
You widen it. You widen it. You widen it.
You can see me.
You're
I can see
you, making it
sir.
Smaller. Oh, Hello. She's talking to us.
With the ring light.
Big fans. Hi. Big fans.
Thank you so much.
Huge fans.
We're going to shut down all that
lighting
equipment.
You're out of the light.
Sir.
Sorry, hi. Quick question. Are you using the whole stage?
Yeah, I'm
if
using
I could get an edge
stage.
Light over on the corner, downstage
okay,
left.
I'm going to give you one more
edge light
here.
There, it'd be dope. That'd be a dope edge light.
Give me the mic
That'd
back.
That'd be a dope edge light.
Give me the mic back, sir. Okay,
but it was out of the frame. It was out of the frame.
Okay, I feel like we're ignoring me, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call security. Thank you so much. Security, Dan, can we get...
They can't fit.
I'm going to call our security. Security. Security, can we get a little help here?
Yeah, we see the rich people indeed have more security than the security at the venue. And they're pushing away. It's like two teams of bouncers kind of pushing on each other, but everything remains status quo.
We got a photo shoot to do here, folks. Back up 6 feet.
Back
All right,
up.
You guys can't do this photo shoot here. Let's just back up 6 feet.
We'll back up six feet,
feet
but because
onto
of the photo
the stage.
Shoot.
You back up 6 feet the other way because of the photo.
You back up 6 feet. Hey.
Hey, man, I haven't seen you since training. You
I know, what's up,
days?
Man? Yeah, I got, well, you know what happened. I mean, this is basically like our version of Black Ops, Blackwater stuff, you know. I got
during up, this so I during this to... conversation, we see the singer has fallen off the stage and gotten injured, so the manager comes onto stage. Okay, I'm sorry, it looks like Charlie did fall off the stage and get sick. We need somebody to sing. We're going to need somebody to sing this concert tonight.
Well, I'm obviously in the front row due to my stick money, so I can just pop right up onto the stage here.
Okay, here's the microphone. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, everybody. This lady's dog died. And she wrote a little song about it, but we're...
It died from not being able to chase a stick, you fascist!
What the fuck is going on?
So you'll drive down the street these days, especially in LA, and anyone can call themselves an influencer, I guess.
But oh, yeah.
It's like a photo shoot all over the fucking place. And you feel like you're interrupting them, but it's like you're just another human with more photo equipment than I have.
I saw like a fitness influencer. I never hike Runyon, but they were like... They were already sweaty, but they also had a special reflective sweat mist.
Oh, no.
So, like, the light really caught.
Glycerin. And
Yeah.
girlfriend lives at Beechwood, so I'm driving up there a lot. And you can
Stop
see the Hollywood
bragging
sign.
Every time you're on my show.
The Beechwood thing or the girlfriend thing?
Your rich girlfriends.
wealthy girlfriend who kisses me.
It's that part you always get to.
We get it. She pays you in kisses.
She's wealthy in money and kisses for me. She lives up Beechwood, so I drive up there a lot, and that's where you can get a good picture of the Hollywood sign. And so people stand in the middle of the street and do photo shoots with the sign behind them, and you just kind of have to go around them And I alternate between like, get the fuck out. Like, I'll hit somebody someday just so the lesson is learned. And also like, oh, how nice that I get to live my life somewhere that people, you know, it's like an important, it's a meaningful it's place a for them to have gone. And it's to me just a normal thing. I'll drive up, I'll see Christopher Nolan, I'll see Martin Short, you know, it's just like the people we hang with.
Buddy? You.
Yeah.
The angle we have on our photo right now, you're making it look like there's an extra L in Hollywood.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm just, I'm waiting for my lift.
Nice. You know someone on Beachwood, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I could tell you a bunch of celebs that live up here, but you know.
You date a celeb?
No, I don't date a celeb, but I just see him around or whatever. I actually don't really want to talk right now. I'm taking a lift to the
hospital. Hey, guys, this guy. He's coming from a house on this street, Beachwood. He knows celebs.
Oh, way. Okay.
Will you come down and get in the photo with us, the Hollywood photo?
I'd prefer not to. I've been like crying all morning. I'm taking a lift to the
hospital. We can get rid of that. My buddy's an expert. He can get rid of that.
Too big. Hey, you're too big to take a photo with us? Too famous? No, too rich?
Not at all. Not at all.
Who are you? What do you do? Who are you? Who are you, guy?
My name's Sean, and at movie theaters, after the movie's over, I come through and I clean up the trash and stuff.
Cool. Like, will you sign this as Ryan Reynolds?
Like in I would feel disingenuous.
Because you're too big?
No, not at all.
Too famous?
Like I said, I'm on my way to the hospital. My Lyft driver has been circling for a while, and I said this specific spot, so I'm just trying to stay here.
Healthcare and transportation. L.A. bigwigs.
Yeah, we're not from here, man. Hospital? We're just super excited.
Where are you guys?
I'm sorry if we're being pained.
Where are you all from? I guess all.
Whatever. All of us?
Oh, pretty far away. Culver City?
Yeah.
Oh, you live in Los Angeles.
We live in Culver City.
I live in a suburb of Culver City.
What, like Palms?
Yeah. Okay. I don't. We're boring, man.
Not at all.
I'd love to hear more about your Beachwood life. Yeah.
I live in a shitty culvert in Culvert City.
Oh, across from the Culvers, right?
Yeah.
Look, that's about as polite as I'm willing to be right now. I'd really like to catch my ride and get out of here. And also,
hold on. Too famous.
How many people are allowed in a lift?
Allowed? I mean, as many as the car fits, technically, but I don't really want you to go with me. Like I said,
we cut to 5 minutes later. The lift has arrived, but they with all their awesome extension photo equipment, they set up a photo shoot really quick where the lift driver can't pull away. Hey, you got to get these photo jerks out of my way. I can't move now.
Could you just go? By the way, you took forever. My instructions were so normal. It's right off the main street. But
photos are great. We'll send them to you.
No, you don't send them to me. I'd like to just reiterate. My uncle is in the hospital, and he's like near the end, and I'd like to say goodbye.
What's your physical address where you sleep? We'll send you these photos.
I'm not going to give you
that. This is so interesting that you want something from us after calling us assholes and telling us not to talk to you anymore. And now you want something from us, I see.
Too, Brute.
And they're taking photos of him, and they have this weird Ryan Reynolds filter on the camera that makes it look like Randall Reynolds in every shot.
Hey, can you
do some Deadpool quotes?
I truly couldn't think of a single one. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's great. That's meta. That's breaking the fourth wall.
Well, it seems like you can think of some Deadpool quotes. Like, you guys do a photo of each other doing the quotes to Ryan Reynolds. The filter makes anyone look like him. I don't matter here. I need to go.
We're all the wrong height.
Am I right?
Just say one Deadpool quote with the Ryan Reynolds filter on, and we'll let you drive away to see your sick whatever person.
Would you settle for Free Guy? I think I know a Free Guy quote.
I don't know that movie. Do you guys?
I don't know that movie either. Was that an indie one that he did?
It was a huge budget movie. It had a lot of crossover of different IPs.
Will you just say it's Deadpool time, and then we'll let you get out of here?
Yeah, okay. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. My uncle, he's gone. I didn't get there in time. I just got...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the lighting being off your face.
No, that's not what I'm upset about. I'm upset that my uncle raised me like a father. When you said that the light
shifted off your face, it did.
I'm sorry that that's disappointing to you. It was disappointing to me that a huge father figure in my life has just passed away, okay?
Well, we don't know him, but we saw the light shift off your face and put it in a shadow.
All right, just get a picture of me saying it's Deadpool time and I'll get out of here if you get out of the way, all right? I'd like and to also, go with my family.
And also, this is a strong opinion, but you should never watch a loved one die.
Of course you should. Why not?
No. That's what they tell you. But think about it.
Let's talk some more about that.
Wow, I want to hear more about that. Is that true?
No, but no.
Can't be true.
But I was, like, I think it's the opposite of true. But I was recently, like, reading all these people's plans to get their pets to see their bodies after they pass. So their pets understand they're gone.
That did just like, become like a me or a thing, yeah.
Yeah, it just became a thing. Like...
Huh.
Because we had a bunch of dogs growing up, and dogs would get it if one dog would pass. Okay. And you'd show, like, they got to see the
body.
Okay,
guys, like, let's just bring Sheila's dog in here. She didn't have any family, so we're going to have the dog see her dead, okay?
It's a good idea.
Help me. It's being stubborn. Just push.
What is this, the body that's being stubborn or the dog? Sorry. The dog. Okay, sorry.
Sheila's in her bedroom. She died in her bed.
Right.
Okay.
I know that they said that we need. Okay. I just.
We should call the cops.
Something like that.
No.
I feel like Sheila passed last night, and we're just doing shit. And I think it's a bad plan.
Yeah. Dude,
the cops come. They'll get rid of the dog. They'll put the dog out. The dog will never. We just get the dog. This. What is a husky?
We have to call the cops. Because they're the only ones that are going to convince the dog to comply with looking at the body.
I don't know why that would happen.
I don't even think...
Canines?
I agree with Chad. Let's call the cops and get them to force the dog to look at the body.
If that's Sheila's dog, then what's that husky in the backyard right now?
That is weird.
Huh.
Did Sheila have two dogs?
No, she only had one husky. Why are there two huskies here?
I think we've got to show both huskies the body.
And we'll see which one is her husky.
That husky outside is covered in mud. Okay, let's get this husky up on Sheila. Let's just have him roll around on her. He'll smell her or smell the lack of her or whatever. And then we'll get that other muddy husky up here.
Is the problem we're solving here that we don't know which husky is hers? Or we just need every dog to know she's dead that is near her?
I know she only had one husky. And I don't know if it's that
I'm sorry. Cut first. Can we talk to the writer who wrote this? I know he's in his room, but this doesn't make any sense. And we don't have a reason for there being a second husky. So if we can just talk to the writer who wrote this episode for a second, as an actor, I feel like I need to understand what's happening here.
I'll put on my getting edited hat here. What's the problem with?
No, I want to talk to the co-writer. Okay. I know he's not talking to anybody and he's got that goddamn music on, but we have to talk to him.
Oh, you're talking about
what do you want? This was going great.
Was it going great?
Yeah, people love to see dogs. People love muddy dogs.
Okay, I would just love to know sort of the process of writing this episode, sort of what my characters want is, I think, is my big question.
Well, I thought that having a second husky was like a mystery element.
Sorry, right. Real quick production question on the script. So fucking Husky 1 and fucking Husky 2 are great. They're on set right now. When do we need the fucking shit ton of huskies?
I think the shit ton of huskies comes after this fucking scene, here where the two,
Cause it's under the same slug, but is it second half of today? The fucking shit ton of huskies.
I think it'll be after lunch. Yeah. So,
cause we got them in a trailer and they're going nuts.
So my question too is that this is a Nick Jr. show. I really can't stress that hard enough. And so we do have dead bodies and a lot of, as the script puts it, fucking huskies.
We'll be right back. What the fuck is going on?
Fucking Huskies might be the title of this show. We'll find out. But one more discussion on country music. So Jason Aldean has this song about don't try this in a small town. And we don't need to go over, I don't think, the most obvious problems with it, which, well, just briefly. So they did the video in front of a courthouse where people got lynched at some point. Oh, and the point of the song is we don't do this in a small town. They claim they didn't know that. Jason Aldean claims he had no idea about that, blah, 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 blah. Let's just put all that to the side. Everyone else is discussing that. And he obviously is a racist. But have you guys heard the lyrics to this song?
I have.
I think so.
I don't remember the lyric. I watched it once to see what all the fuss was about. But yeah, I didn't really process the words.
So Brett, can you give us the lyrics? Or just give us the top of the song? And as Jason Isbell pointed out, Jason Aldean doesn't even write his own songs. Okay, here we go. It's a pretty good drum beat. God damn.
Never mind.
Freeze. We gotta freeze these lyrics. So even beyond
immediate stereotypes.
Yeah. So
ooh. Is this a new genre? Instead of yacht rock, it's fox rock. It's just
scary
news.
Sucker punched on a sidewalk. So that must completely reference that. Proud Boy got sucker punched on the sidewalk during those protests between Antifa and Proud Boys. Is that what that is? Who else gets sucker punched on a sidewalk?
Literally everybody that I went to high school with, all the boys were punching each other in the dick all the time. What is that if not sucker punching somebody?
Not on the sidewalk.
Fox was promoting years ago, they were claiming the knockout game. Do you remember that? They were spreading all this fear that the knockout game was happening across like blue states and cities.
People just come out and knock each other out?
Yeah, that just roving. Yeah. Bands of men just come and just knock you out of nowhere. So I think
I've
he's
never
referring
heard
to that.
That.
Yeah, they claim that it was this trend game happening across all the cities.
Okay, so then the second lyric is old lady getting carjacked. That is so old. Does that still happen? Carjackings? So she's an old lady driving the car. She shouldn't be driving the car. She should be carjacked.
Are you saying if an old lady's driving a car, if you can get that car, that's your car?
That's
and that's a net social good?
My father carjacked my grandparents' car from them. He took it away from them at some point.
Yeah, that's it. Her kids are taking her keys away and she's referring to it as a carjacking.
But whatever. That seems so crackhead 1980s. Like, carjacking? That's something we're talking about now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. Okay, gun. Freeze. Can't miss any of these lyrics.
Yeah.
So gun on a liquor store. That happens.
Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store.
Everywhere. Cities. That doesn't happen on the highway in a small town? Are you fucking kidding me? So I have a problem with the other ones of those seem like don't happen.
This
or they're bullshit. This one seems like it happens every fucking day, everywhere. Liquor stores getting robbed.
It kind of feels like the equivalent of short form, but for country lyrics.
Oh, yes.
Where it's just like plug and play AI. Specifics. Yeah.
AI wrote this. So let's get in it. But that's what I meant. It's like carjack, at least say. Putting fentanyl in our food, like something a little more updated.
It is just playing on old, like 80s stereotypes, I think.
What's the next one? Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Ah, phrase. When has been lighting up flags been a thing?
I love the 80s. Flag thing.
Just suborned on the 4th of July.
People don't burn, yeah. Even at the protest I've been seeing for the last 2 years, I haven't even seen that much.
Stomping that's a on thing. The flag.
I mean, yeah. These mean, literally are like, just all racist stereotypes. That is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like modern protesters, you just don't see American flags.
It was the Vietnam War, I feel like, is where I've seen all of the flag burnings.
Also, I like this. This equates cops and the flag. Both are important symbols.
Oh, of course,
What the fuck?
I've always been obsessed with this idea that we burn the flag, or like that people are really out to physically harm the flag. Like that's a thing that happens all the time. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Let's cut to the flag store.
That's why I sell fireproof carbon fiber, steel-plated flags.
You do?
And indestructible.
And how does the flag, if it's made out of steel, how does it actually flap in the wind then? Because we are interested in going down to the protest this weekend, and there's supposed to be a bunch of goddamn Antifa there. So we
use nano servos that are micro-welded into appropriate flutter seams. So it has the worth full it, effect. Worth it. But let me show you the assassin video, okay? Here's one of our forever flags.
Okay.
Flying. All right. We got a... We went to the elementary
forever
school.
Forever flags! These flags won't be stopped!
This is your small arms fire. As you see, it just makes the flag furl harder. But maybe you're worried about a little something more intense.
Rounds. I want something a little bigger, waves a little harder. And if someone tries to burn it, does it fight back in some way or have a defense mechanism?
No, we're not selling this yet. But I like you're asking the right questions.
Yeah.
This flag right here, it's passive. It just avoids getting destroyed.
Right. I want something.
Let me show you this back attitude. Room. This flag, if you give it guff, you get back tenfold.
Whoa, your back room's bigger than your front room. Holy shit.
So this flag, when it detects anti-American sentiment or actions, wraps you up and squeezes you like a python.
Holy moly, more nano robots, I assume.
So that flag rolls up and what comes out is pinko jelly out the bottom. Like a tube of toothpaste making America great again.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt a couple patriots here. I had a question, but I obviously don't mean to interrupt. I'm looking for a flag because I love the flag.
All right. You came to the right place.
I love the American flag and I love the indestructible one you got me. I'm just wondering, because I'm so proud of the flag. It's such a great symbol. Do you have one that's a different color with a different type of stripe in it for me? Just to kind of like represent my love of other things I love in America. Cops. Rogue doctors. Conservative judges.
We got one with an extra... We got one with an extra blue stripe for cops, an extra white stripe for unlicensed doctors.
Okay.
Which is what America needs more of. What was the third thing? I'm sorry.
Lower circuit conservative justices.
Oh, yeah. We got a black line with absolutely no legal diplomas in it.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, friendo. I saw you were selling flags, and I was just wondering if you had one for my dainty little hands. All these big flags here, and I'm just not sure that I could carry one. So I was wondering if you have a dainty flag for hands like mine.
Oh yeah, we sell boot flags.
Boot flags?
Yeah, they stay rolled up in your boot. They can be deployed when necessary.
Oh wow, thank you. I'll take two, one for each of my little boots.
All right, now do you want just the normal indestructible flag, or you want something a little more flashy?
Well, if you think I can handle one, I'll take an indestructible flag.
We cut to half hour later. This person's been outfitted with all like flags that pop out of your wrist. Another hat that turns into a flag if you pop it inside out and you can throw it.
and it becomes a bigger flag in the air that boomerangs back.
Okay, Danny, I know you said we had to fit in on this planet, so I found the perfect thing.
Oh, wonderful. Nice flag so everyone will know we're one of them.
So we are one of them. American and very good.
Very, very good. I found some movies and music an American I met seems to really like.
Oh, tell me more.
Do you know about SST Records? Apparently, according to this guy, it's all the rage in America.
And scene. Anytime being made fun of in a scene, scene over.
That's it. That's enough.
Well, I made that play because it's the end of the show, humans. I'm so glad we had these humans on. Chad, would you like to plug anything during this writer's actor strike? Yourself, live shows?
Yeah. Check out Dinosaur at Largo. I think our next one isn't until next month. But yeah, come on out. Otherwise, what... Instead of plugging stuff, what's everyone's strike projects? How you stay insane?
Wow.
Well, I read books about things like SST Records, where I found out something like Dinosaur Jr. Before they were Dinosaur Jr. were called the Dinosaurs. And then there was another group called the Dinosaurs, so they became Dinosaur Jr.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
See, Brett, I can bore anyone with facts from my book.
That's interesting to me.
Books. Dan.
I will be, if this is out in time, in Atlanta, Georgia with Big Grande, doing two shows August 11th and 12th at Dad's Garage Improv Theater, and then August 14th in Savannah, Georgia at the Front Porch Improv Theater. So check those out. And I don't have a strike project yet. I guess I'm doing yoga with
Adrian.
That
means, what are you scabbing on? Sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just haven't found any time for some reason.
Yeah, busted. That was a trap.
Vic.
Yes. My improv group Yeti is third Sundays at Elysian Theater. And then I got another improv show at UCB. Is it Third Thursdays?
Third Thursdays with Winslow.
Third Thursdays with Winslow, which is a dance group. So come see us. Please come see us.
Please.
So Dan has his own group now. See, groups used to be just people, just like seven people.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dan's group.
I kind of changed what's going on at the theater now. There's kind of a main person everyone comes to see, and then everybody else supports my moves and stuff.
You get kisses.
Yeah.
Improv's changing. Okay, humans, go to mattbester.com to find out what's going on with Matt Besser and Improv for Humans, and keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production, produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapello, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.